Today, our Bible reading for Thanksgiving Sunday comes from the book of Deuteronomy, which means the second book of God's law. And we're thinking about the words from Deuteronomy today, chapter 8, verses 7 to 18. And in it, we will hear the words of the prophet Moses, but he is speaking to the Israelites who had been wandering in the hot and dusty desert for 40 years, looking for a good place to live. Now, prophets are those who communicate with God and give us God's messages to us through their words. And the reading from Deuteronomy begins. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs of water, a land of wheat and barley, of grapevines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey. Now, can you imagine how all this sounded to the hungry people wandering in the desert who had mostly been eating birds and, I won't quite say what manna really is, because it doesn't sound too appetizing in church, but it wasn't. It was very nutritious, but you'd rather not know what it was. But they'd been eating that for a very long time. And the land that they were coming to was a land where the people could eat all the good and tasty food they wanted. They would lack nothing. Doesn't this sound even a little bit like heaven? So Moses told the people that God told him to say to them that you shall eat your fill and bless the Lord your God for the good land that God has brought you to. And this is Thanksgiving Sunday, isn't it? So I guess God will want us to always, always give thanks for all that we have. Now, these next words contain a really important message. Moses said, the words of God are saying that take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep God's commandments. So we're being told that once we arrive in God's promised land, which is a lot like where we are right now, we're very fortunate to say, but we need to pay attention to God's command that says, when you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself. Exalt myself? What does that mean? Well, it means that I must not, nor must any of us, we must not puff ourselves up or boast that we are the wonderful ones who brought us to this land of clean water. We are not the wonderful ones who grew wonderful food, who built fabulous homes. No, God is the one who helped us do these things. We are not to forget the Lord our God who brought us out of the land of Egypt where we were slaves. We are not to forget that God led us through the great and terrible wilderness, a dry wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. You see, God wanted us to learn how to be humble, which means we are never to boast or tell people how wonderful we are. It is God who is wonderful. So our Bible is telling us today on this Thanksgiving Sunday that we are to remember the Lord our God, for it is God who gives us the power and the chance to earn money, to live well. God wants to show God's great love for us by helping us to live well and to share what we have with all who need what we have. And I ask you to respond with thanks be to God when I say, this is the witness of the scriptures on this day. Thanks be to God. And now we'll sing of the wondrous gifts of God with God of the Sparrow.